Lord be with you.
And also with you.
In 2 weeks, 2 Mondays, for the Congressional Lutheran meeting, we're having a missionary and his wife, a missionary too. I suggested to the ladies that in the Cayman Islands, maybe a couple of January or something, we go down there. But let's see. Reverend Dr. Gerald and Heidi Fall, to the Lord, to the Missouri Synod, has been called down to the Cayman Islands. She's got a couple of degrees. They're both from South Africa. He speaks 4 languages, is working on his 5th. I want to see a picture of him and her. They look African, don't they? So it's the Dutch. Anyway, they're going to come and they're going to speak at the Minnesota Board of Congressional meeting. And so, if you want to come about 10 o'clock, and there'll be lunch provided. Oh, but they're really dark. And so, just take a seat. I'll remind you next week again, for those who weren't here. He was actually our exegetical, he was doing his STM, so he was the aide who would help people who struggle with the Greek. Like I mentioned my meeting with me. Then, they were planning on having the 100th anniversary, the last August, Sunday in August. And it turns out that it is Labor Day weekend. So, thinking about moving it, that way they had more time to get everything prepared and ready. You want to say some more?
Well, yeah, we just need time. We don't have a lot of support yet. It's just a small group working on it. And we'll probably lose one of our main helpers a lot this summer. With Denny having surgery, Mom's hands will be busy taking care of him. She'll focus most of her concentration on there, but we don't have enough. We need a lot more help. We need more, Gail, what is it? Cookbook? Recipes?
Yes. So, and hopefully, if you can get your recipes in by the 31st of July, we will get the cookbook made so that it's available for Christmas gifts.
We're not going to stop now. We want to keep moving, so everything is done. We'd like to have this all done and planned by early fall.
Well, I was pointing to the idea that we're in the because the girls are looking for her. Our today is Pentecost. It is the last Sunday of Easter. You realize that? Last Sunday of Easter wasn't last Sunday. It's today. So after today, we won't say this is the feast until next All Saints Day. Okay? So, please rise and we start with our first hymn.
Thank you.
the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart to confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and have justly deserved thy temporal and eternal punishment.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Continue with the intro printed in your bulletin. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world. Alleluia.
The righteous shall be glad.
They shall exult before God.
They shall be jubilant with joy. Alleluia.
God shall arise. His enemies shall be scattered.
And those who hate him shall flee before him.
Sing to God. Sing praises to his name.
And exult before him.
The Lord gives the word.
Behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice.
Awesome is God from his sanctuary.
The God of Israel, he is the one who gives power and strength to his people.
The Spirit of the Lord fills the world. Alleluia.
The righteous shall be glad.
They shall exult before God.
They shall be jubilant with joy. Alleluia.
Oh,
day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. So for the next 3 or 4 years, we're going to be covering the newest catechism for our confessional reading. We'll do a couple questions a day with the Bible verses. The first question is, what is the Christian faith? The Christian faith is the confession that Jesus Christ is the world's only Savior and Redeemer. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Acts 4:12. There is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given men by which we must be saved. In 1 John 5, this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. A note here that Christianity was first called the Way in Acts 9 and Acts 24. The term Christian was first used at Antioch. The question speaks of the content of the faith that we confess as Christians. Later we describe the faith by which each individual Christian trusts in Jesus. So who is Jesus Christ? Jesus is true God and true man in one person. He is the eternal Son of the Father, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary to be our Savior and Lord. This God who became flesh in the person of the Son, Jesus Christ, is the only true God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. John 17, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Matthew 28, so therefore make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A note here in Matthew 3, we hear the Father's voice as he pours out the Holy Spirit upon Jesus at his baptism. The Old Testament reading is written in the 11th chapter of Genesis, beginning with verse 9. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose tops is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth. And they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord caused the language of all the earth to be confused. And from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. Here endeth the Old Testament reading. Our epistle is written in Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had come, They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they appeared to them the divided tongues as of fire. One sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Pergamum, Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them speaking in our own tongues, the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" Others mocking said, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass that in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Here endeth the epistle reading. Please rise as we continue with the Alleluia in verse. Alleluia,
Alleluia. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning with verse 23. Jesus answered and said to them, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I am going to the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. So I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But the world may not know that I love the Father. As the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here." Here endeth the Gospel reading. profess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance to the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and stood on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with our sermon now.
Thank you.
14, verse 23, and part of 24. Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words." The most amazing miracle and greatest treasure, the grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
So what was the greatest miracle the Holy Spirit performed on Pentecost? I mean, there were so many. On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit rushed upon the disciples and caused divided tongues of fire to rest upon the heads of each and every one of them. They spoke in different languages that they have never learned. St. Peter, quoting the prophet Joel, lists the mighty works the Holy Spirit did that day. Young men see visions. Old men dream dreams. Men and women prophesy. And of course, the Holy Spirit continued to work with them. The apostles cured the sick, and they healed the crippled. They were bitten by venomous snakes, and they drank poison, and they were not harmed. They even raised the dead. So which one of these is the most amazing works the Holy Spirit began to accomplish on Pentecost? The greatest miracle that the Holy Spirit performed, was it the fire, the speaking in tongues, the prophecies, the healings? Dear saints in Christ, verse 41 of Acts 2 gives you the answer. So those who received his word were baptized, and they were added that day about 3,000 souls. The Holy Spirit didn't stop that day. He continued his work. This chapter closes, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Now, the greatest miracle that the Holy Spirit performed on Pentecost was to save souls from everlasting punishment and to grant them eternal life. And this is a miracle which the Holy Spirit continues to accomplish in you today. The salvation of souls is the greatest miracle for two reasons. First, it is the most difficult miracle to accomplish. And second, it is the most wonderful, long-lasting, and desirable gift to receive. I mean, speaking in tongues is remarkable. But what is so remarkable about it is not the ability to speak in other languages, but rather they spoke in languages they had never learned. But still there are millions and millions of people who can speak multiple languages fluently. It just takes some time and some effort. Miraculous healings are certainly difficult. However, God has provided other means through medicine and other treatments to bring sick people to good health, to heal the crippled. Even the blind and the deaf can have their sight and hearing restored, in some cases, with today's modern medicine. Nevertheless, to be saved is impossible. To be saved, you must have faith in Christ. And this is not something you can do on your own. Scripture tells you that no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. St. Paul tells you all of mankind by nature is dead in trespasses and sins, and that the natural person cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God, and that those set on the flesh, that is those who think according to their sinful flesh, cannot please God. This is why Jesus says that no one can enter the kingdom of heaven unless he is born again of water and the Spirit. And that no one can come to him unless the Father draws him. You know, it's far more probable to heal diseases make a paralyzed man walk, cause the blind to see and the deaf to hear, to speak other languages, and yes, even to raise the dead, than to save a person. It is impossible to turn an unbeliever into a believer, to turn a sinner into a righteous person. It is absolutely impossible. Only God can do it, because He can do the impossible. The Holy Spirit is God, and His greatest work is to cause unbelievers to be believers, to save souls. To save souls is the greatest miracle the Holy Spirit does, because it is the most wonderful work He does. I mean, to give sight to the blind is pretty great. I certainly don't want to be blind. Oh, how I'd love to be able to speak multiple languages fluently. That would be marvelous. To take pain away, to heal the sick, even to raise the dead. Magnificent. But then what happened to all those who were blind, deaf, crippled, and dead, whom Jesus and His apostles healed and raised? They eventually died. They're not here today to tell you about it. But then what happened to all those souls that the Holy Spirit saved? They're in paradise. They are awaiting the glorious resurrection of the dead, when all who have died in Christ will rise first to imperishable life. They hunger and they thirst no more. The sun does not strike them, nor any scorching heat. They are shepherded by Jesus Christ, and God has wiped every tear away from their eyes. That is what you can expect. You who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. The prophet Joel declared, "Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Yet no one can call upon the name of the Lord unless the Holy Spirit grants him faith. But how does the Holy Spirit grant saving faith? St. Paul answers this question in his letter to the Christians in Rome. "For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call upon Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, 'Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us?' So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." The Holy Spirit works through the word of Christ. It is through the gospel. The crowds marveled that these Galileans each spoke in different languages the mighty works of God. They heard what God had done for them through Jesus Christ, how God sent His Son to be the descendant of David, so that He might fulfill the law in their place and suffer and die for their sins. They proved from Scripture that the prophets spoke of Christ, who died for all sins, yet rose from the dead, not seeing corruption. Their preaching brought many who were hostile to Christ to repentance, so that they were cut to the heart and cried, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter answered, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And then many were baptized, repented of their sins, and confessed Christ Jesus as Savior, and were saved. You see, there's absolutely no other way for the Holy Spirit to come to you than through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Comforter. He teaches and comforts by relaying Christ's promises to you. During Jesus' last night with his disciples, before he was crucified, he told them that the Holy Spirit would bring to them the remembrance of all that he had said to them. This is how you know that what you read in Holy Scripture are the very words of Jesus. The Holy Spirit carried the apostles just as he carried the prophets to write down the very words of God. This is why St. Paul says to the household of God, which is the Holy Christian Church, is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus being their cornerstone. The Holy Spirit builds up the Church of Christ by the preaching of the gospel. Through this preaching, your sins are confronted. Your doubts and your unbeliefs that regularly assault you are confronted. And through this preaching, the Holy Spirit accomplishes a work more miraculous than the feeding of the 5,000, than the speaking in tongues, or even the raising of the dead. Through the preaching, the Holy Spirit grants you saving faith in Christ Jesus your Lord. This is why St. Paul instructs Timothy, keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearers. This is why you as a Christian continue to learn God's word. This is why you should not only go to church every Sunday, but attend Bible class. Read the Bible daily and ask questions. Learning what Holy Scripture has to say about the Holy Trinity, about Jesus' divine and human natures, the sacraments, sins, righteousness, heaven, hell, forgiveness, and redemption is not only very fascinating, but it is also how the Holy Spirit saves you, by bringing you to trust in Christ Jesus for your salvation. Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. You see, you can only love Jesus if you have faith in him. And you can only have faith in him if you hear his word. And if you have faith in Jesus, then you will love him. You cannot love Jesus without having faith in him. And you cannot have faith in him without loving him. And none of this is possible without the Holy Spirit working through Jesus' word. Jesus says, if you love him, you will keep my word. The word Jesus uses here for keep means to guard, to pay attention to watch over. You keep Jesus' word out of love for him because it is the greatest treasure. Jesus' word is how you know who Jesus is and that you have him as your Savior. Jesus' word is how you have access to the Holy Spirit and how you are confident that he joins you to Jesus. Without Jesus' word, you are in doubt. Your sins trouble you. Your mind wanders. You believe lies. You doubt God's promises. You grow distant from God and cold toward one another. And then eventually your faith dies. So Jesus says to those who love him, if you love me, keep my word. That is, you won't stop listening to it or learning it, but you will strive evermore to grow closer to Christ. Dear saints in Christ, many seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit today, hoping for the gift to speak in tongues or to prophesy, or even to heal diseases and raise the dead. However, St. Paul has told you that these gifts will pass away. But even if they do continue today, they would all be secondary gifts to the gift of salvation by the Holy Spirit. What is speaking in tongues compared to eternal salvation? What could a new prophecy do for you? What good would a cure for cancer do if the Holy Spirit did not save you, your soul, from eternity by granting you faith in the blood of Christ? This Pentecost, you celebrate the greatest miracle the Holy Spirit has worked upon earth. And you rejoice that he continues to work this miracle in his church on earth today. The Holy Spirit saves sinners by granting them faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, your Spirit fills the world and gladdens your church with remembrance of all Christ Jesus has spoken. Comfort us with divine peace. Do not let our hearts be troubled or afraid. Lord, in your mercy,
hear.
Almighty God, you delivered your word through Moses and the prophets and fulfilled your word in Christ. He was planted in death for our sins and raised for our justification. In him shall all the nations of the earth be united. Give us pastors who will preach this truth faithfully and church workers who are devoted to your service. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear
our prayers. O Lord, giver of the Holy Spirit, guide the nations and those who lead them, especially our own president, governor, and all elected and appointed leaders. Keep them accountable to you and guide them on the paths of justice, freedom, and peace. Protect and defend our armed forces as they work to protect and defend us across the globe. Lord, in your mercy, We call upon your name, O Lord, praying in your spirit to help and save all people, but especially Roger, Sarah, Ellen, Rod, Bev, Carlene, Carol, Pastor Moe, Denny, Ruth, Janet, Tammy, Roger, Steve, Rachel, Shirley, Deanna, Robin, Brianna, Chuck, Ligia, Milo, Gordon, Deb, Mike, Pastor Fish, Mary, Billy, the Vicar Langton family, and the Leslie family. Renew the face of the earth. Look with favor upon your creatures and fill the hearts of your faithful, kindling in them the fire of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, we give thanks that in the waters of holy baptism, we receive the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. On this baptismal anniversary, bless Jill, Don, David, Leroy, and Bill, continually by your word and spirit, that they may faithfully keep the covenant into which they have been called. Boldly confess their Savior and finally share with all your saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy. O God, by your Holy Spirit, convict us of sin, of righteousness in Christ, and of the judgments of your word. Sanctify our hearts by the forgiveness of sins, and make us fit partakers of Christ's holy body and precious blood. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Father, with your Son, Jesus Christ, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts through your word, to rule and govern us according to your good and gracious will. Comfort us in every temptation and misfortune, and defend us against every error, that we may continue steadfast in the faith, increase in love and good works, and trusting firmly in your grace, obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. We continue with the next hymn.
Oh,
we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on his chosen disciples. For all this the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, the Lamb of God, that take us away. That's great. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in baptism and grace. Take, eat, the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Given unto death for your sin. Take, eat, the body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in baptism and grace. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in baptism and grace. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in baptism and grace. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in baptism and grace.
Thank you. refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us for the same in faith toward thee and fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Praying the common table prayer, come Lord
Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed in heaven. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.